niillä ohalle ja kalaa. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä ohalle ja kalaa. Ahe ohula, leika ilima, tuo hivina niillä.
Good morning and welcome to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here, and as always, I'm joined in the studio by Kaho'one Panoke. Beautiful day again, Kaho'one.
It is a beautiful day in Hawaii. Nei, aloha kakahiaka kako ohana on all of our islands, the island of Hawaii, Maui, Molokai, Kauai, and of course, Oahu. We welcome you to Nakai Evalu, and we look forward to spending a great 2 hours with you.
Also here in the studio, of course, Vicky Holt-Takamine.
Aloha kako.
Nakai Evalu airs statewide on the Visionary Radio Network every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. It's made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. And this great name, Nakai Evalu, is such a poetic image that you brought to the show, Vicky.
It's olelo no iao. It's a proverb, a saying from our kupuna that have been passed down from generation to generation. Nakai Evalu means the eight seas. And we talk about the ocean, the channels between the islands that link our islands together rather than dividing it. We feel that those waters join us and unite us as a people, as a lahui.
Nakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands. Gee, that's great. Kaho'one, now tell us a little bit about what we're talking about today.
Yes, today we will be discussing the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. We're going to talk about the when, the whys, how the office was established. And also we're going to cover what is OHA's mission and vision. And we'll cover some of OHA's greatest accomplishments and talk a little bit about what OHA's current challenges are before us today.
And we'll get into some recent events at Iolani Palace also. And to help us cover all this, we'll be joined by Clyde Namuo, Administrator of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. You're listening to great Hawaiian music. Look, we got John Cruz coming up here and more discussion on the way on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
On the air, we do it and stay. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. Mama's in the kitchen cooking dinner real nice. Beef stew on the stove, low mess salmon with the ice. We eat and drink and we sing all day. Kani kapila in the old Hawaiian way. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. We call grandma
grandma's house on that weekend, clean ya, cause if we don't go, grandma gotta work hard, yeah. You know my grandma, she like the boy real sour. I love my grandma every minute, every hour, oh yeah. We do it right inside. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakaie Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Good morning and welcome to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here.
Aloha, this is Vicky Holt Takamine. Today on Nakai Evalu, we'll be discussing the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Kahoʻone Panoki here, and to help us with this discussion, the administrator of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Clyde Namuʻo. Good morning, Clyde.
Good morning, Kahoʻone, and aloha.
Aloha kākou. So, Clyde, can you tell us a little bit, share with our audience how, when, and why did this come to be?
Sure. The office was actually established through the 1978 Constitutional Convention, so really we're almost 30 years old. We were fortunate that when the Constitutional Convention was held in 1978, that was probably in the midst of the Hawaiian Renaissance, and there was a real movement that there needed to be a state office that actually looked out for the affairs of the Hawaiian people. In 1979, the Constitution was ratified and the office was formed. The purpose that was established by the Constitution was to work for the betterment of the conditions of Native Hawaiians. So it's a very broad mission and one that is not easily accomplished.
Actually, since statehood in 1959, part of the Admissions Act required that some of the proceeds from ceded lands revenues be given to support Native Hawaiians as one of their five missions. And in order to address that, so for how many years,
That's correct. Was
never possible because they never knew, quote, who to give the money to.
That's correct. Was
the excuse for the state for not funding Hawaiian programs, Hawaiian kupuna, education. So their excuse was there's no entity, we don't know who to give it to. So when ConCon came about in 78, with Henry Peters, Frenchie DeSoto, some of the first people that were instrumental in bringing the issues of Native Hawaiians, they were keenly aware of the needs of our people and tired of the excuses of the state of, like, we don't know who to give it to, and established that office as part of its mission, as part of the ConCon, Constitutional Convention. The question comes up, I think, this political year, whether we were going to have one.
That's correct.
And the concern for many of us is what happens to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs or programs for Native Hawaiians. The other thing is the PASH issue, you know, that we're concerned about, which is something that Land Use Research Foundation and other individual private estates are looking at in the ConCon of getting that removed from title.
I think Vicky's point about, you know, from 1959 till ConCon established OHA, all of the ceded lands revenues was going to public education. It was not until ConCon that 20% of the revenues then were dedicated to Native Hawaiians. That, of course, became the point of all kinds of litigation. We've been in court for years trying to define exactly what 20% means. Lawsuit after lawsuit.
Food for thought. While you listen to more great music, Na Leo Pili Mehana coming up on Nakai Evalu. And don't forget, if you ever want to share some of your thoughts with us, please do so. Email us at nakaievalu@vrehawaii.com. up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine, Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa with you here, Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and Clyde Namuo, Administrator of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Now sure. Look, at least we've been able to establish here that at least a portion of the money generated by lands that belonged at one time to the Hawaiian people can now go through OHA back to the Hawaiian people. And we've still got to look at the many accomplishments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, as well as the challenges that are currently on the table. And we will do that ahead in this program today. If you hear something during this program you'd like to share your thoughts with us, please feel free. Email the show, nakaievalu@vrehawaii.com. More great Hawaiian music and discussion on Native Hawaiian issues coming up here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in here and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call Geico, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call Geico, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So Geico invented Geico.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How's it? Welcome to What's Happening with Hawaiian Electric. I'm Jen with my co-host, Glenn.
We want to say, way to go, Oahu.
That's right. You've already purchased 700,000 energy-saving CFLs in 2007.
I'm changing every bulb in my house to an Energy Star CFL. So I'll not only save money, I'll help preserve the environment too. But I've got this dimmer switch for my track and recessed lighting.
Say no more. Now on Oahu, you can buy dimmable spiral and reflector type CFLs. Just look for the word dimmable on the CFL package. They're perfect for fixtures where you can dim the lights.
So you could say dimmable CFLs make for a brighter future. Pretty clever, huh? You know, it's not easy coming up with these imaginative, insightful one-liners. I mean,
and as we dim the volume on Glenn, remember to visit HECO.com to get your CFL coupons. Please join us again next time on What's Happening with Hawaiian Electric. Aloha. Aloha.
You're listening to Nakaievalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
My pretty baby was calling me, and she said, ooh, baby, please hurry. But out of rush, I'm moving real slow, 'cause I want you to enjoy the magic show. She said, ooh, baby, please hurry. Much. I miss your old-fashioned touch. I miss you, girl, I miss you much. I miss your old-fashioned touch. So much. You fill my body with the sweet scent emotion. You make me move in a slow kind of motion.
love me, baby, kiss me and hug me. Don't let me go. Miss you, girl, I miss you much. I miss your old-fashioned touch. I miss your old-fashioned touch.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt-Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, and our very special guest today, Clyde Namu'o, Administrator for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
You know, Clyde, so often we hear and we know that our history tells us that each of our ali'i had a kuleana, had a responsibility. Pauahi to educate.
That's correct.
Kapi'olani to take care of the babies, that are born, the native babies. Emma and Kamehameha Queen's Hospital, Luna Lilo for the Kupuna. And it seems to me that what creates, I think, a problem for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs is that broad mission that you just mentioned, you know, about how it's going to impact the lives of Native Hawaiians. Because when you think about it, Kamehameha uses their resources for education. But if you compare it to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, the expectation is that the Office of Hawaiian Affairs has a kuleana to provide programs for to educate Native Hawaiians as well. But you're looking at a $9 billion trust versus a $450 million or $500 million trust. So I would imagine that as part of your mission, that sometimes can be very difficult to achieve and to make our people aware of the fact and to understand.
I think there are great expectations when people come to OHA. There is an assumption that we would be able to help with anything and everything. And you're right. We don't have the luxury of saying, well, our kuleana is just education, just housing. We have to deal with everything and anything that comes into our door. But the reality is that though the mission is extremely broad, the needs in our Hawaiian community are also very acute, whether it is health or education. And I'm certainly not putting down any of the ali'i trusts that do a very good job in terms of addressing some of these issues.
Yes.
But when we look at education, for example, for every child that is at Kamehameha, there are probably 100 children that are attending the public school system. We were having a conversation today about how the public school system really doesn't do a good job when it comes to Native Hawaiian students. And if there's anything that we should be upset about is the failure of the public school system. Clearly, our Hawaiian students are no less prepared or have no genetic disposition to not doing well in school. So why is it that Native Hawaiians do not succeed in the public school system? Personally, I would call it institutional racism.
Maybe is that a problem that OHA can fix is one of the questions we've got to look at. We'll continue this discussion right after this great tune from Mauna Lua. You're listening to great Hawaiian music and discussion on Native Hawaiian issues here. It's Nakai Evalu connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
This feeling inside just grows and grows. Baby, tell me that you love me. Don't leave me. I know I can make you happy. Just wait and see. I like
down in my avenue, desiring you, just loving you, loving you, loving you, loving you.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu statewide on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa, Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our very special guest today, Clyde Namuo from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
For those of you who are just joining us this morning, Clyde has outlined how the Office of Hawaiian Affairs was formed, its mission and objective, and has presented us some very good historical data. And now what's going to be very exciting is to talk about the accomplishments of the office of Hawaiian Affairs, because so many times the press, we only hear about the things that people, the expectations of OHA, but it's not being done to them. So as I think it's great that we have Clyde Namuo here this morning to share with us some of the great programs that OHA has offered in the 30 years and the direction that you as the administrator expects to take OHA on to the next level.
And what is great is that a lot of these projects have such a ripple effect throughout the entire community. You'll see. You're listening to great Hawaiian music and discussion on Native Hawaiian issues here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Often in the darkness, sometimes in the light, visions of your golden eyes sparkle in my sight. Haunted by those graceful years, we were young and life was sharp and clear. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes, can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, and I've missed you inside. Hawaiian eyes. Shouting in the mountains, silent by the stream, our eyes held each other, locked in secret dreams. Now we're freed and drifting on, memories of you hover still and strong. Can you see me now, Hawaiian eyes? Can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, but I miss you inside. Hawaiian
Good morning. You're listening to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa, Vicky Holt Takamine, and Kaho'one Panoke.
We've been chatting this morning with Clyde Namu'o, administrator from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. You know, Clyde, what is the accomplishments that you see that OHA has provided to the Native Hawaiian community?
I think that clearly, when it comes to environmental issues, OHA has really tried very hard to hold the state government, the federal government, county governments, the military accountable for what has happened or what they have tried to make happen here in Hawaii. And I think they've done a fairly good job at it. I think that probably over the last few years, we've probably been more aggressive. As you know, you have sued the Army. We have sued the Army. We are in the midst of a lawsuit now with the Army over the Stryker issue. So it's not only the things that we've accomplished, but it's really the accomplishments are things that we have prevented from happening that could harm our community. I think, you know, if we talk about the accomplishments, one thing that people don't recognize or realize here is that in 2001, when the Hawaii Supreme Court ruled against us in a case referred to as OHA 1, the OHA 1 case, which was the OHA, Office of Hawaiian Affairs versus the State of Hawaii. The court ruled that all revenues to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs would be stopped. And this was on September 12, 2001. Now, when we got the ruling, we tried to muster as much support as possible because we felt that it was the wrong ruling, and we felt that we needed to convince the new governor. Governor Cayetano was governor at the time, and when this ruling came down, he stopped all payments to OHA. Obviously, we can't address needs in the community without money, so we did work very hard in trying to get the next governor to commit to restore the funding, and that's exactly what we did. We were fortunate that Governor Lingle was supportive of us, and in, I'd say, about November of 2002, during the, or just October of 2002, we were able to get Governor Lingle on the record that if she were elected governor, she would restore funding. And in early 2003, that is exactly what happened. So we went from zero to $9 million annually. And of course, in 2006, the $9 million went to $15.1 million. So I would really consider that one of our significant accomplishments, at least in the most recent times.
I know that recently the Office of Hawaiian Affairs received a very prestigious award in the area of conservation.
That's correct.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
The 2008 Conservation Innovation Award.
Thank you. And that really has to do with our acquisition of Waukele Opuna on Hawaii Island. It is a huge rainforest. We were fortunate that the partners all came together in moving for that acquisition. We also, in 2006, purchased Waimea Valley. So those are the reasons, I think, why this recognition was provided to
us. I know that as a member of Ilia Ula Okalani, that the Office of Hawaiian Affairs has always supported our legal challenge with the Stryker Brigade and continues to do so.
That's correct.
And also your work in the area of the protection of our sacred sites.
Yes. Kaho'one, I think one of the things that I am especially proud of is that during the time that at least I've been at OHA, and perhaps even before that, I have never tried to force people to agree to the position that OHA may have taken on a particular issue. And in fact, there have been numerous occasions where OHA has provided funding to groups and individuals that disagreed with us. I think that's very important. I think we need to have diverse views. So I've made it my mission not to ever consider whether somebody agrees with us or not as the basis upon which we should make decisions to support them or not. Because, you know, as Vicky knows, I think when all is said and done, we are all Hawaiian.
Our special guest today, Clyde Namu'o, administrator for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. And we'll continue this discussion on Native Hawaiian issues here on Nakai Evalu, connecting all the islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood. and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Our head guy suggested we audition a bunch of frogs to help us talk about our workers' comp insurance. How about Hemic's superior value?
Next!
But we still haven't found one that can tell you about Hemic's great safety programs, return to work, fraud prevention, and other services that protect workers and save employers money.
Thank you.
You know, we haven't even gotten a Hemic out of the little guys.
Next!
Maybe we should change our name to Rivet.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
For most businesses in Hawaii, there's only one word to remember for workers' comp insurance. What was that?
He said Hemic, Mr. Dove.
Okay. One word that tells employers they're getting the most value for their workers' compensation dollar. Service that protects workers and saves employers money. That was supposed to be Hemic?
I thought that one sounded good enough.
Well, good enough isn't good enough at Hemic.
All right, bring in the other frog.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my halpia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's halpia pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakaie Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Life in these islands.
returns to the land as it rains longing. There's no other feeling like life in these islands. Life in these islands. Life in these islands. Life in these
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa, Kaone Panoke, Vicky Holtakamine.
We're talking this morning with Clyde Namu'o from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. We've talked about the establishment of the office and some of the accomplishments that the Office of Hawaiian Affairs has been able to achieve over the last 30 or so years. But there have been many, many challenges facing the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. So I thought we might want to get into that. You know, when we talk about how the Office of Hawaiian Affairs is going to achieve, one of the things that we talked about earlier was financing. And while other institutions have a very narrow goal of education, health, welfare, social, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, with a very limited budget, $15 million annually now, is required or mandated to malama all of those with the very limited funds that you have. So in comparison, I think $15.1 million, I know KS has $9
billion. What guides your decision about how to spend the money?
We have a strategic plan that provides the trustees with some guidance in terms of where the funds should go. But regardless of whether there is a plan or not, needs come up sometimes that are not anticipated. And so there are a number of challenges. For example, you know, OHA continues to be sued by H. William Burgess, who is the attorney that represents a number of plaintiffs, that believes that the Office of Hawaiian Affairs is simply unconstitutional. We had one challenge that was dismissed in the Ninth Circuit, but we have another case, and it's the same group of plaintiffs that are filing again. And their challenge to us is really to try to close down OHA by declaring us unconstitutional. Now, you know, these challenges, to defend these challenges, will cost a significant amount of money. And, you know, that is something, every dollar that we spend defending a lawsuit is one less dollar that can go into the Hawaiian community. So for me, that is an extreme challenge.
I think it's really important that we know that these are the same challenges facing Kamehameha schools for the admissions policy, declaring that unconstitutional. A lot of this also is being funded by the Grassroots Institute of Hawaii, who has taken root here in Hawaii. Not only that, now they're supporting the Stop the Rail Gang,
right,
and the new candidate running for mayor. And so, you know, it's really kind of scary to look at who's beneath the scenes for all of these challenges to Native Hawaiian rights, Native Hawaiian institutions.
And how they might be different from the last decision that was made by the Ninth Circuit Court. Huh?
Well, and you know, our position is that they're simply wasting the court's time by bringing a case that is almost identical to the case that was dismissed in the Ninth Circuit and will be dismissed again. So, you know, this is a form of harassment, I believe, and I think Vicky is right. I think there is a conspiracy, if you will, that attempts to close down Hawaiian programs, whether it is Kamehameha schools. The original lawsuit involving the plaintiffs here also included DHHL. So it was an attempt to close DHHL, OHA, and now the preference policy for Kamehameha schools. It is so disheartening that on one hand they want to accuse us of racism, but really I believe that their motives are really racially motivated. I think that they would like nothing better than to not have any programs for Native Hawaiians. I think that's the goal.
Let's talk about that. I want to get more into the conspiracy theory. We'll continue this discussion right after this great tune. It's Nakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network. You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa, Kaone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine. We're talking with Clyde Namu'o, Administrator for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. How do you see this sort of network of opposition, Vicky?
Well,
who are they?
I agree with Clyde that it's a conspiracy. The same group of people who have their roots with the overthrow of the Queen, Liliuokalani, and their descendants. So if you want to go back and trace their genealogy, some of them come from the same people.
It is not coincidental that Thurston Twigsmith, who is the founder of the Honolulu Advertiser and a member of a missionary family, was part of the body that filed the original lawsuit against us. I'm sure that Mr. Twigsmith helped to fund it. So, yes, I would agree with Vicky that some of this has its roots in people that challenged the Queen. You know, it's troubling.
And you know what? I'm going to agree with all of you on the conspiracy. But at the same time, I guess my concern is, why do we as Native Hawaiians continue to allow these non-natives who have chosen on their own to make Hawaii their home, and we welcome them with aloha. They're here for a few years, and then they start trying to dismantle the lifestyle of our people or try to dismantle programs such as the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. It's appalling to me to think that we have to sit here day in and day out, and as Native peoples, we are under siege daily by people like the Grassroots Institute of Hawaii and others who support that kind of mentality. And that's why I think it's so important that not only the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, but all of the Native Hawaiian institutions and trusts and organizations, that the time is really here now, that we have to come together as one lahui,
yes,
to see how we're going to strategize like Kamehameha did to conquer the islands, mm-hmm, so that we can overcome these challenges. I think it's one thing that OHA has always been there to fund these legal challenges, and you've always said on numerous occasions, Clyde, that the role of OHA is not to determine what the nation will be, but to be able to provide the resources to create that nation.
Yes.
So
great,
I really think that it's time now, and that it's power ready with all of these legal challenges. Because you know what? I remember a Native Hawaiian professor from the University of Hawaii several years ago that said to these unfriendly individuals that if you don't like what we're doing here in Hawaii, there are 12 airline flights, maybe less now, that depart from Honolulu on a daily basis. And I think that has a lot of merit.
You're not going to get a discussion like this anywhere else statewide, that's for sure. And we will continue after more music. It's a great combination of discussion on Hawaiian issues and the best in Hawaiian music. You get it here every Saturday morning on Nakai Evalu, statewide on the Visionary Radio Network.
Light a man over land of sorrow. Life below, could he know? He's flying over Mallory. Natural high makes him sigh to know that he's so free. And he's smiling down at me. Over mountains, naturally, you watch the birds without a word, and you wonder, with such a load, have a hope, amaze you, sit and wonder. You wait for winds to give an assuring, hopeful kind of a sign. Sailing to the heavens of your mind. But it's flying naturally. Oh yeah. Over oceans naturally. Soul that you should remember, the ultimate that he earned didn't take too long. The limits that he reached are dead and gone. Boys flying naturally. Naturally, up mountains,
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, and our very special guest today, Clyde Namu'o, Administrator for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. We've been talking with Mr. Namu'o about some of the challenges facing the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and I also want to talk to him about, you know, how we can unify our people. And we talked a little bit about that. We need to continue that discussion because mm-hmm. that's a real important issue. I think until we get our people together, we're really going to be divided. We talk about Nakai Evalu bringing us together. And at this point, there are so many issues that divide our Native Hawaiian community. One of the challenges that we have, and I think it is very current, is the event that happened on Friday when the kingdom from Maui came over to occupy Iolani Palace. And we will do that ahead in this program. More great Hawaiian music and discussion on Native Hawaiian issues coming up here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by Delta Airlines and CGI.
So juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Biscuit and Sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Oh, cool.
good morning, and welcome to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here, and as always, I'm joined in the studio by Kaho'one Panoke. Also here in the studio, of course, Vicky Holt-Takamine, and our very special guest today, Clyde Namuo from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
At this point, there are so many issues that divide our Native Hawaiian community. The event that happened on Friday when the kingdom from Maui came over to occupy Iolani Palace. And, you know, others are looking at how we as Native Hawaiians are reacting to that, how the institutions are going to react to that, what's going to happen. DLNR is developing administrative rules for access. Friends of Palace, of Iolani Palace, are looking at how they're going to develop protocols for access. And I think that it's a real sensitive issue for us as people, as Native Hawaiians. I have a lot of respect for that place. And I have this profound feeling of sadness when I enter the palace and envision the queen as she was imprisoned in her bedroom for months. And unless you have that experience, and unless you have had a chance to visit the palace as a Native Hawaiian and understand the history of our people and the value of all of those artifacts that are in there and who they belong to and the mana that they hold, there's a certain demeanor when you approach the palace steps. To me, it's a humbling experience. And I would like to invite the king and queen from Maui to come back and have a better experience than they did the last time. Because I don't know that they understand the importance of that venue. I think that we're right now where we were prior to 1810, before Kamehameha united the islands. Not everybody wanted to be united. He went to war to unite his people. And that kingdom stayed in place until 1893, when it was overthrown. No, we're correcting the history that was written by people who have overthrown our kingdom.
In the swirl of history and emotions like this, Clyde, what are some of the legal and governmental issues that then fall? People look to OHA to deal with that aspect of this.
You know, I think in 1993, the U.S. Congress passed what's called the Apology Resolution, and it's a significant piece of legislation. Part of what the Apology Bill talks about is the responsibility that the United States government has to reconcile their differences with the Native Hawaiian community. When these incidents at the palace occurs, it reminds us that that reconciliation has really not occurred. These are individuals, and there are many, many others, that are still extremely upset over the injustices that have happened to Native Hawaiians. So whether it is occupying Iolani Palace, whether it is fishing in a place that the Western law says you cannot fish in, these are all, I think, symptoms of the lack of reconciliation. It disappoints me that the United States government fails to understand this and fails to see it. Personally, I agree with Vicky. I have great regard for the palace. It is a very special place for all Hawaiians and for all people in Hawaii. So it's not some place that I would want to see desecrated in any way. So it does disappoint me. But I can clearly understand why people would be so angry that they would resort to this kind of behavior. Our ohana on Maui, I'm sure, does regard the palace as a very special place, and it would take a lot for a Hawaiian to try to, quote, overthrow or to occupy Iolani Palace. I think what we need to ask ourselves as a community is, why would these incidents occur? And for me, it is clear there is a need for reconciliation. If the United States government is serious about that, then there should be something done immediately.
We've been discussing the recent events at Iolani Palace and their maybe long-term implications, but there also is an immediate
effect. We'll continue this discussion on Native Hawaiian issues here. It's Nakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sometimes it seems like the world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the lines between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. Is a promise something people really kept, not just something they would say? Do families really bow their heads to pray? Do daddies really never go away? I just don't know. Grandpa, let's wander back into the past, then paint me a picture of long ago. Do lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. Promise something people really kept, not just something they would say, and then forget. Do families really bow their heads to pray? Do daddies really never go away?
On the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa, Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine. We're talking this morning with Clyde Namu'o from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. What are the steps on the road to reconciliation?
Well, I think, you know, when Vicky talked about, you know, it is time to organize the Native Hawaiian people. For the last 4 years, OHA has, with the help of many, many others, worked on a registration system, and we are now up to 94,000 people. Senator Inouye, I remember, once said that you don't need a federal law for the Hawaiian community to organize. There's nothing that would prevent us from organizing ourselves today. I think the time is now. I think these challenges that continue to bombard us should remind all of us that we do need to put our differences aside, and we need to begin to organize.
And I think that perhaps, you know, if you take this incident of Iolani Palace, the negative, and turn it into a positive situation, that perhaps it is this incident that will help us to trigger the interests of more of our Native peoples, and maybe now is the time for the Native leaders to come together to start the planning to bring together the Lahui, because I know for a number of years, as you've just said, Clyde, the office have been involved in providing resources to various entities to try to do this. And for me, I agree with Clyde that I would like to see us establish, at least make an attempt no later than 2010. If the Office of Hawaiian Affairs is in a position to assist us with providing us with resources, then I think it's time for the Native leaders to come together and say, you know what, let's start with where we can agree, let's call our people together, let's create a convention that will make people feel like in the 1 week that it took us, or for however long, that they'll leave with a better understanding and a better feeling, and take that as part of the reconciliation. But Iolani Palace is an issue that is before us. I mean, you know, Hawaii Pono'i Coalition is right now in the final stages of planning our third annual Onipa'a event on September 7th. It's an educational opportunity for our people to come down and share mana'o with various Native Hawaiian organizations. We are perplexed at this time as to whether we should go on with the event or not. And I think all, as far as the partners in the coalition is concerned, I think every one of us want to continue to move forward. But there are some that have concerns.
To me, that's racial profiling. And because it's a Hawaiian event, they're going to make us close down and close the palace because we're going to be there.
And I think maybe
I disagree.
And maybe
I want to look at those administrative rules that they're developing, because I have a feeling that on our events, you know, they called the SWAT team when we first went to Iolani Palace. When Elio organized and did an event, a peaceful event at Iolani Palace, the SWAT team was called for us. And because we're celebrating Lili'uokalani's birthday on September 7th, then now they're reconsidering the permit. They're reconsidering the opening of the palace because it's a Native Hawaiian venue. But they're going to open the palace, you know, for the general public.
And also, let's not forget that the state has been remiss in providing adequate funding to take care of the needs of Iolani Palace. When Governor Cayetano came in, you know, he took out all of the funding and everything. So it's left the Friends with the position of having to earn money every year. They depend upon the admissions from Iolani Palace, which is not going to cover all of the financial needs. But it's time that the legislative leaders look at this issue as a very serious thing and say to themselves the need to provide adequate funding to sustain places like Iolani Palace and Mauna Ala.
That's the importance of a discussion like this.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, our very special guest today, Clyde Namu'o, Administrator for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. You're listening to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here also. Back into music and then more of our discussion.
Bye. makari ka onohi. Eia ka hoi oi ka palili koni ku uloko. Ume ume ana I ka pili a umoe. Eia ua pulua I ka ua I ka huna huna kai.
Valu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine, Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa with you here, Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, thank you so much for joining us here. That's thank you to you. Nakai Evalu airs statewide on the Visionary Radio Network. Today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui. The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai. The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island. And KMKK, 102.3 Molokai.
I want to thank everybody for joining us today on our very special guest, Clyde Namu'o. You're going to be with us next week again. We're going to continue this discussion.
I look forward to it, and I appreciate the invitation to join you.
Thank you. We've been talking about the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, how it got started, a little bit about the challenges facing and the accomplishments that the Office of Hawaiian Affairs has been able to achieve over the last 30 years. My co-host over here, Kaho'one Panoke, we're going to see him again next week.
And we're going to see each other again also this Saturday, August 23rd, for the Relay for Life at Kamehameha
School. That's tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right, tonight.
Yes.
That's right.
So tonight we're all going to go up to Kamehameha Schools. You can find me walking around the track from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
I'll be there to help you.
Great, I'll be there. We'll see you there.
And, you know, my teammate is Noe Tanigawa. She joined my team. Yay!
And don't forget all of you from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Tonight is the CNK concert at Waikiki Shell, their 35th anniversary. We thank you for joining us this morning on Nakai Evalu, and we look forward to being with you next week.
Aloha, ahui ho.
Ahui ho.
Ahui ho.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Let us lift it, let us load it, we can truck it anywhere. Let us handle it or store it, we ship it all with care.
When you need storage space, you want to know your belongings will be where you put them, in the same condition you left them. You want a company that specializes in safe, secure storage. You want Island Movers, Hawaii's number one moving and storage specialist. From planning to packing, from shipping to delivery, and yes, for storage too, you can count on Island Movers. For your free estimate, call 832-4000. That's 832-4000. Down the street or around the world, when you need to move, call Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Moving is more than a business, it's our responsibility. Island Movers, Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
How's it? Welcome to What's Happening with Hawaiian Electric. I'm Jen with my co-host, Glenn.
We want to say, way to go, Oahu.
That's right. You've already purchased 700,000 energy-saving CFLs in 2007.
I'm changing every bulb in my house to an Energy Star CFL. So I'll not only save money, I'll help preserve the environment too. But I've got this dimmer switch for my track and recessed lighting.
Say no more. Now on Oahu, you can buy dimmable spiral and reflector type CFLs. Just look for the word dimmable on the CFL package. They're perfect for fixtures where you can dim the lights.
So you could say dimmable CFLs make for a brighter future. Pretty clever, huh? You know, it's not easy coming up with these imaginative, insightful one-liners. I mean,
and as we dim the volume on Glenn, remember to visit HECO.com to get your CFL coupons. Please join us again next time on What's Happening with Hawaiian Electric.
Aloha.